Hey, what's up? It's Butch Guru Podcast.
Featuring the Sundance Chick.
What? So I was just going to tell a little story in case there's people that haven't been listening along the way. Why it's not the Butch Guru and the Sundance Chick Podcast and it's just the Butch Guru Podcast. Mm-hmm. Was because it originally started as just my podcast.
A solo podcast.
And then along the way, after a few months or a few weeks, I realized it was much easier to have a co-host than to try to figure it all out myself and to think and to have you have to be on your A game.
Yeah, to make it flow.
Right.
A whole conversation all by yourself.
Right. With no bouncing back and forth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a difficult process. So that's why it's still just the Butch Guru Podcast, because I'd already set it all up.
Yeah.
So it sticks, yeah. So,
hours of work put into
it. Right, exactly. So now that's what it is, and it's staying that way, and we don't care. But
no,
people
I
ask.
Don't mind. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, people ask.
We also had someone ask us what we do for a living.
Oh, yeah.
Which, I am a warranty administrator.
At a Chevy dealership.
In town, which is a very exciting job. Super exciting. It's perfect for me though, because I get to work with a bunch of guys, and
yeah,
I'm apparently like a guy sometimes.
Yeah, she's vulgar and crude and mean and aggravating.
I really appreciate this about guys. I really appreciate that you can just say, if you're upset, if they do something that pisses you off, you can just tell them you did this, you're a douche, and it's done. Like, you
don't cry.
It's done. You might not talk for a little bit or whatever, but then you can go hang out, have lunch, whatever. It's like, you're still fine. Nothing ever happened.
Yeah.
That same situation, you usually can't do that with a girl. So
You can't do that with a girl. Not usually. Most times, usually. But even cool girls, like, you know what I mean? You'll hurt their feelings. It's still not the same.
Me included, you know?
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm including myself with all those girls.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So it's nice to work around people that aren't so overly emotional all the time, you know?
Yes. And I service chemicals for restaurants. They're dish machine chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
And general chemicals.
So you get
used
to drive
to clean
around and shoot the shit with restaurant people all
day. Yes, I drive around, check on their equipment and the hangout and BS, and you know,
also a great job for you.
Also a great job for me. Yeah, so
we found pretty great jobs that work for us.
Yes, and they get a lot of free food, and that's nice.
Yes,
not that always. I need it, but you know, free foods.
Yeah,
who's complaining?
And I know a lot of people. If something ever goes wrong with my car, not to mention that you did also used to work on cars.
Yes,
the dealership where I worked, someone had asked if that they thought that you used to work on cars.
Yeah.
And you did. You did used to work.
Yes,
at the dealership where I work now, you used to work as a technician.
Yeah, when we first started this podcast.
When we first started the podcast.
Did I
think
there?
I don't know.
No, I didn't.
I think you had just left there and just started it where
you
are now.
Yes. So, anyway, so that's what we do.
Yes.
Aside from.
And I want to thank everyone for the emails.
Yes.
I have gotten quite a few emails, and I appreciate the response.
What?
It's so nice. Like, it really makes my day to get an email.
Yeah, so if you guys want to send her an email, thesundancechick@gmail.com, or you could go to our website, The Butch Guru, www.thebutchguru.co, thebutchguru.co. So if you want to email me, email her, see YouTube clips, listen to prior podcast, subscribe on iTunes, any of that you can do through the website. So, and if you want to call us, and if you're not tech savvy and you can't find me on Twitter, or you don't know what Facebook
or
is,
or you're like me and you're refusing to get on the Twitter train just yet.
Right, but I have a feeling that most people that are listening to a podcast probably pretty tech savvy.
Yeah.
Or at least somewhat tech-savvy enough.
Yeah, because I honestly didn't even know what a podcast was before you brought them to my attention. Like, you know, I didn't know.
And I wasn't the first one to do a podcast.
Oh, I know.
It
I'm
had
just
been
saying,
around for
you know,
a
like,
while.
Even when you started listening to podcasts, you know, I didn't know what they were before that.
Yeah. It's fun. We love doing it. But we've been putting a lot more time into the podcast, picking topics for the week. Like, Lori keeps Lori keeps topics in her phone and that we're not allowed to discuss with each other.
It's so hard because I think it's something that would be something great that I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
That normally I would just come home and talk to you about when I got home from work. But instead, I put it in my phone and I won't, and I refuse to let, like, I might mention the topic to you, but I make us not talk about it.
Yeah, sometimes it'll get us rared up and like, start.
Save it for the podcast.
So we've been putting much more time into it. We've come up with, last week started the sports segment, and we're also adding a segment this week.
Sadly,
but it's what we do, you know, whatever. It's for some reality TV shows that we watch and enjoy. So we're going to do a little recap
segment.
A little reality segment. So we're doing a sports segment and a reality segment, and those segments will be at the end of the podcast. So if you don't want to listen,
you don't have to listen.
So the first part will be sports and the second part will be about reality, and they'll have their own little music cue so you'll know when it's time. And you can just fast forward through that. Or skip it.
You can't fast forward anymore.
Well, skip ahead. Whatever. Don't tell me. I'll put little... Maybe I can even, like, break
Where
it up.
Where can I purchase the Butch Guru cassette tapes?
Why, I have a Butch Guru podcast right here on vinyl.
Wow.
Woo! Took it back. Eight-track, son. So, what were we talking about? Anyway, the tech-savvy people probably are listening to this podcast, but I do post it, and you can just push click play. You know, there's ways to find it. Like, you could just Google the Butch Guru. However, I mean, it's 2012.
I tried to Google the Sundance Chick the other day at work, and it comes up with a picture, like my picture.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really my picture.
Yeah.
I don't know
it's just
whose
a,
picture it is.
No, it's just a
it's like
clip
a draw
art.
Something
It's
picture.
A clip art. It's a clip art.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So you can find, like, it's 2012. You should know how to find somebody on the internet.
Yeah, well, I'll get on Twitter. Like, what did I say, by the end of the year?
Yeah, the end of the year. See. I'm slowly trying to get her into Twitter.
I have a Twitter. An account? An
you
address?
Have, yeah, you have a Twitter account. But do you have the Sundance Chick one, right?
I don't know.
I think she does. Check if you want. You can see.
I don't even check my Sundance Chick Facebook. So.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe Twitter would be different because you don't have to have two separate Facebook. Like, you can pull up that one Twitter account on your phone, so you might would check it a lot.
Yeah.
If you started following people that you really liked.
What if I do the Sundance Chick Twitter? How about that?
Yeah, that's what I said.
And then
the Sundance Chick Twitter.
And then I just do my regular Facebook. Online.
Yeah, there you go.
Because that's my problem is I don't remember my passwords and my logins for two separate
They're the same, always.
My passwords are the same.
Usually.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I'm just kidding. I'm not. For any hackers out there, they're all different and very, very hard to crack.
They don't want your info.
I mean, not for Facebook and Twitter.
No, or for anything else, really. I mean, we don't have any money. And
Yeah, they would be sadly disappointed if they wasted all their time hacking us.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, we're not getting any info.
Yeah, no.
We're not, like, important. What do you call those people?
VIPs? Presidents? People that, I don't know. What do you call those superheroes?
I don't even know what we're talking about now. You just went off the subject. But one of the people that emailed you.
Yeah. I asked if they had any topics.
Right.
And they suggested a few. So I'm only going to talk about
one of them today.
But I appreciate the topics, and we will definitely discuss all of them at some point on the podcast.
Yes, so if you ever want to submit any topics, we will definitely... Email them to the Sundance Chick. So we will talk about them. Maybe not that Sunday, because we have been, you know, already compiling a list, but we'll definitely...
And some things are pretty time-specific, like the circus.
Yeah. So, but we'll definitely talk about things. But one of them that we were going to talk about was... she wanted to know how long couples are together before the comfort levels are reached and boundaries are blurred or gone. Like when you burp or fart or shit or pee.
We've been together for 10 years and that happened a long time ago. I think that happens very quickly when you live with someone. You know, I mean.
Well, when we first started dating, though, like it had to be for a little while still.
I thought something was wrong with you when we first started dating because when I would go to your house, you would have to go to the bathroom. And then later you told me it was because you had to fart.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to fart around me. Yeah. But I just thought you were weird for having to get up and go to the bathroom all the time. Like, what are you doing?
I'll be right back.
Are you calling your wife? Are you shitting? What's wrong? Like, do you want to have sex later? Because this is weird. And if you're shitting, I don't want to have sex later. You yeah. know? Like, I just need to know what's going on in there.
Yeah, so I wonder why you feel like everybody like now.
Oh, I mean, we've been together 10 years. We've done some stuff. I mean, you know, like you're just an old married couple. You're with each other through sicknesses.
Yeah,
you know, like you have to do some stuff that you don't really want to do. Let's just not even go there.
You put a suppository up my butt.
Yeah, I mean, things that you just have to do for people sometimes when you take care of them. Yep. You know, so. But at what point we got there, it's hard to say. I don't think it was...
A specific time.
It's I don't think it was... Do you think it was before we lived together or after we started?
Oh, definitely after.
Okay. So we dated about three months before we moved. Before I moved in with you.
Yeah. Woohoo! Let's
be insane. I know, right? We did pretty good.
Yeah,
that's a pretty long time to wait.
Yeah. That's true.
So 3 months and we were still... Not burping or farting. Well, I don't think burping. Like, I would burp in someone. That's gross.
Yeah.
I would burp around someone way sooner than I would fart around someone.
For some reason, like, a nasty burp from a chick is more appalling than a fart could ever be.
I really love to burp, but not around people. Like, it just... You know, it feels good to burp just let it go sometimes. But I know that you think that's the most gross thing in the world when girls do that.
Yes, that's the most unattractive.
So I only do it when you're not around. I try to, but sometimes, like, you know, you're drinking Dr. Pepper.
Or spritzed rot wine. Bubbly.
Sparkling wine.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
But,
Anything carbonated.
Yeah, anything. And you just, it feels so good to burp, you know? Like, you don't want to do one of those, like,
It's so unattractive, though, for some reason for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
But whatever.
But I still won't shit around you. Like,
no.
Still.
You're still so weird about it.
I know.
Don't like to know if I shit for some reason.
I think that maybe like masculine energies don't like a lot. I've met a lot that don't like to think about girly girls
that way.
So I guess I've just been that way, and so I feel like I still should be that way, you know, even though, like you said, we've been together for 10 years. There's crazy things
we've done.
I know, but
it is kind of gross to smell somebody else's shit.
Yeah.
No matter who it is.
Like I said, that's been in their ass. That's where it came from. That's why it smells like that.
In their intestines.
And now it's in your nose.
Yeah.
It was in their butt, and now it's in your nose.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
It's so
that's
gross.
That's why now I burn incense all the time. Incense will kill a, like,
if smell quick.
Because, when you spray stuff, that really doesn't get rid of the shit smell.
Yeah,
it's like shit
bad
mixed
garbage
with
and shit and flowers. And
yeah, but
grass.
a good incense will just take that smell right out.
Yes,
but you don't even notice anybody shitting there.
No,
you just think that they're smelling, making the house smell good.
Yeah. No, thanks for cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but I've noticed that the older that I've gotten, that the more I'm grossed out by things, like...
Yeah, me too, for sure.
Like, even eating in restaurants or things, you know, like, the whole smells used to not make me as grossed out as they make me now, you know?
Yeah, like...
It's crazy.
I think it's just that... I don't know. I think you just... I think you get older and your taste... Like, you just change. Things change, you know?
Yeah, or you've seen more things. You know, like Fear Factor and gross things like that.
That is
and then,
some gross
and then, you know,
shit.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but
yeah,
maybe things. Maybe I think you know. They say what your taste changes every 7 years.
Well, no, isn't your body. What happens?
Or your
is,
body changes every
yeah,
7 years.
Yeah, you're. If I might be wrong, but I think your body produces new cells every 7 years.
Oh,
yeah.
And so sometimes these cells want carrots, and sometimes these cells hate carrots.
I mean, do you remember when you were a little kid, the stuff you hated? You probably like them now. Like it now.
I do. A lot of the stuff.
Yeah. You can't talk with your hand
over
your mouth.
I just thought it was because I have to pay bills now. I have to like carrots. You know, like, you're a grown-up now.
That's what comes next.
You're a grown-up now. Here's what you like to eat. Have fun with that. You know? Sorry, you don't get the kid-sized macaroni and cheese.
Well, talking about macaroni and cheese, we come from very, very, very different families when it comes to food. Meaning, like, with your family, you're always, y'all like to share food. Like, when you, if we go out to eat, you all get something different, and then you try everybody's.
Yeah.
Our family wasn't like that. We don't eat off of each other's plates. You know, like.
I know, and that's so sad, because your family's a lot bigger than my family, and I would get to try so many more things.
Yes, yes, I know. And but some of my family don't care.
They don't mind. Yeah, I think because I like to do it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, my dad didn't really like to do it, but he lived with three women, so we kind of, you know, won most of the battles. But sometimes he would just get his own whatever, and then the three girls would share. We would all order something different. Oh, do you want to try some? That's the first thing, as soon as you get your plate. Do you want to try some? Would you like to try? Yeah, would you like to try some? Yes, absolutely. It's like a buffet. It's like you get a little bit of a whole bunch of different things. So next time you come back, you get to decide if you want something different. You've tried it. You know, like, oh, I'm going to have that next time I come back. But you, on the other hand, don't like
at all.
You don't even accept when I offer. Like, no. I wouldn't even mind if you just wanted to try my food and didn't let me try yours. You don't even want mine.
Nope. I don't want to share people's food.
Like, that's
it's
not
weird.
What I ordered.
Yeah,
like,
it's
this
weird.
Is the only taste that I want to have right now.
No,
this is
it's
what
just
I ordered.
That I don't know. It's like I don't even eat your leftovers very often. Like, if you have something on your plate, you're like, you want the rest of this? I'm like, nah. Or do you want me to save this? Nope, I don't. Nope. Already, what's wrong?
Nothing.
Oh, what are you doing? Was she afraid he wasn't alive?
Yeah. I know, I'm crazy.
Lori's over here. The dog's sleeping in a
he
good
sleep. He was sleeping
sleep.
So good, his head was limp, and I was like, oh my God, he's dead. He's not.
Crazy.
He's fine. He's
crazy.
Fine.
This
he's
is
good.
The crazy I live with every day.
Like I said, I worry about everything. So.
But anyway, so their family always shares food, but I do not share food, and I do not offer to share the food with them because I think it's weird. Like, what do you mean? Do you want a bite of my hamburger? You know what a damn hamburger tastes like. You don't need to get a bite of mine. Like,
yeah, but you got the mushroom Swiss burger.
Yeah, I know.
I just got the regular burger with onion rings and barbecue sauce on it. I might want to try what your burger tastes like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or like your shrimp. Or, like, no, that's mine. If you eat one, then I have one less. No.
Then I have one less. That's your philosophy. I know, but what brought this to my attention was, the other day, we went to eat with your family for our Sunday family dinner, and everybody ordered their food, and I was so excited at all this yummy food, and I was so excited, and I was looking around, and I was waiting for everybody to be like, you want a bite? And not one person, well, your mom finally was like, would you like an onion ring? Absolutely, yes, thank you.
You got
you
so
finally,
happy, too.
But I think probably because I was staring her down for those onion rings, you know, I couldn't stop looking at them. Like, it's just,
my family wouldn't mind, but like,
I know,
that's
but I
just,
don't want. I would never ask. You know, like, you have to offer. I would never be like, let me try some of that. I'm never going to be that
true.
Person
that's
ever.
Yeah.
I've never been one of those people that just grabs food off of your plate.
Oh, I would.
Or,
that would be reason to get stabbed.
Yeah, totally.
And if I did ever go out with anybody and they just started eating food, like, I would be so appalled. Number one, that somebody was just grabbing my food. You know, like, bitch, I ordered this. Number two, I wouldn't eat it. You've touched it now. I'm not really, I didn't see you wash your hands. And you know how funny I am about that. Like, I mean.
And I used to put the things that I didn't want off of my plate on your plate. That also she's not a fan of.
Yeah. Why do I want your shit?
Well, you might want it. You know, like, sometimes it's like tomatoes or, you know, cucumbers or.
No, I like my
parsley.
Stuff that came on my plate. It went together.
Yeah, I know, but maybe you want extra tomatoes.
No.
Okay.
No.
You know, I never
know. I know. You do
I mean,
now,
I hate
though.
For them to go to waste, you know, but now I know. It stays on my plate.
Yes.
Like, you didn't order it. You don't want it.
Right.
Okay. It's so crazy.
And then you were saying that you judge people.
Oh.
By the way that
I went
they
to eat. Okay,
yeah.
So this past Wednesday was Administrative Professionals Day. So our work took us
a
out.
A makeup day.
I like, know, right?
What is that?
I don't understand it
Who
really.
Made that
like,
up?
I mean, you pay me. That's thanks enough. You know.
Yeah. Did you do anything for Boss's Day?
When was Boss's
Day? Yeah, exactly.
No, I mean, surely it's on my calendar. It'll say Boss's Day. It said Administrative Professionals Day. So when it says Boss's Day, I'll do something. I will.
You gonna take the bosses to eat?
No, but I'll get them like.
You can just take
I'll
some petty cash out
I'll
of the drawer and take them out to eat.
We can't all leave at once. Who would book tickets?
Well, you can leave Mary.
She. Okay. So anyway, Wednesday.
Well,
was...
I mean, just because she's a. Cashier.
Yeah, but I don't know if she could handle booking all the tickets. So Wednesday was Administrative Professionals Day at work, and they took us all out to eat. Will you listen?
Okay, I'm sorry.
They took us all out to eat, and
I was trying to make it seem to take the bosses to eat.
Okay, I will take them. Yes, I will take them all.
Well, you
could
just order them steak out.
Yes, I will order them steak out, and then I'll make them a cake too.
And take that out of petty cash.
Yes, okay. You just want me to take petty cash for some reason. She just like like to say it.
Petty cash.
Is that what it is?
Petty cash.
So they took us out to eat at a Mexican restaurant, and there was probably about 13 of us. And while this wasn't about anyone at the table, really, but I was looking around because, you know, like I said, I work with mainly guys. Administrative professional day, that's all the secretaries and ladies in all the offices, which I don't really work directly with. All women that I'm awkward around and uncomfortable with. So I tried to make conversation, but it was a lot of awkward weirdness there. So I was looking around at the other tables, and there was a lot of people sitting outside, and it was a nice day. And I thought, ooh, it would be so nice if we could sit outside. You know, I could look around and smell the outside air, whatever. But then I caught this one girl eating, and she was a very pretty girl until I saw her eat.
And then it made her ugly.
And then she was eating like it was her last meal, like, she was licking her hands and just, you know, eating with her mouth open. And she had braces, I think. So, but she, you know, it was just, it wasn't a pretty sight. And, you know, everybody was kind of eating. And, you know, when you first get your meal, everybody just doesn't really pay attention. It gets really quiet and everybody just throws down for a little bit. It was, you could tell it was like that. So nobody was really looking at her except me creepily through the window for my uncomfortable awkwardness at the table. But so... And I was thinking, oh, we could so not be friends. And then I was like, how terrible. I really judge people whether or not they can fit into my life based on how they eat. Is that terrible?
But no, because you don't want... I saw somebody the other day that was talking and eating, like, with food in their mouth. Like, you could see it. And I judge, too. Yeah. Like, I've seen many hot girls become immediately not hot by the way that they eat.
Yeah.
I'd be like, ooh, that chick is... gross with that turkey bone in her mouth.
Yeah.
Eating that turkey leg.
Yeah.
That's done. Like, it's over. Yeah, like, you got food. Like, you look like a Viking. Like, why do you have food all over your mouth? And like,
it's crazy. I have a, you know, I'm sure I've talked about this before on the podcast, but
I don't know if you have or not.
That I have a problem. I have another weird, surprisingly, surprise, surprise, another weird quirky thing about me that I don't like people eating. Like, I hate the way that it sounds.
She hates that.
I can't stand it. The popcorn noise, like when you go to a movie and everybody gets popcorn
chips or Doritos,
and everybody's crunching on their popcorn or all that kind of stuff. People eating with their mouth open, it drives me up the wall, like the belly button thing.
But we just turn the like here when it's time to eat. Well, I'm not a bad eater. Music.
Yeah.
Most of the time, sometimes chicken wings are hard to eat good.
Yeah.
But we'll just put the TV on loud or music on or something.
So to kind of drown out the noise.
But so I'm not excused from the
crazies either. No, it's crazy. It's something I really should probably go talk to somebody about. Is that it's that annoying to me because it really makes me angry inside to hear that noise. Like, physically angry. Like I want to hit stuff. I don't know what it is.
Or people. You want to hit the people.
And I hate it because how dare I judge you on how you want to enjoy your meal and how you want to enjoy your food, even though it's really, really loud and kind of disgusting looking. That's you. Do what you want to do.
Yeah.
I hate that I feel that way and I hate that it bothers me, but I don't know how to not just, you know, it makes me so, ugh.
That's why I told you you have to condition yourself to something positive instead
of I've tried to be like, I bet that's yummy. And then I try to think about, okay, like somebody at work, they were eating almonds the other day. And they're loud, you know.
Yeah.
And they weren't eating them terribly bad.
No, but, they,
but
they're just loud. Very loud.
So I was like, okay, this person is a respectful eater. They're chewing with their mouth closed. They're doing what they can, you know, to minimize my inconvenience here. I appreciate
it. It's just her world.
It's still driving me crazy. So then I was like, okay, I bet those almonds taste good. What do they taste like? Imagine I'm eating almonds. And then I was like, oh, they're crunchy. They're good. They're, you know, they're kind of salty. They're sticking in my teeth a little bit. Oh, these almonds are so good. And then by the time I knew it, she was done eating.
See?
Yeah.
I told you, positive reinforcement.
Yeah.
So we're working
on
it.
I'm really trying everything I can to get rid of this because I don't like it about myself. But I'm not sure how to do it.
Control the crazy.
Yeah, I try to keep it at bay.
Yeah.
Like I said, women, you know, with the women. I'm one of those, you know, with a little crazy.
Speaking of the women with a little crazy, the other day when we went to see Joe Rogan, or it might have been once we got home, I don't know, but we were talking about something and waiting on for my entire life, I've dated chicks that it takes a while for them to get high maintenance, let's just say. Or not even just medium maintenance, whatever.
Medium maintenance.
You know what I mean? Not
have
to that.
But spend a little while doing their hair, doing their makeup.
From high maintenance to medium maintenance. I've had that. Like, it's always been I wait. Like, it takes me from the time that I put my foot into the shower till time, like, I could leave. If I put my foot in the shower, I could be leaving the house in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Cleaned up, everything ready to go.
There is no way. Right? Unless I'm going to Walmart, then I can be ready in 20 minutes.
So I always get ready. I'm always ready to go. So I'm always waiting.
Yeah.
Tinkering around the house, playing on the computer, doing something for the podcast, playing a game, hanging out with the dogs, whatever. But something I noticed, and this is about all girls. You only learn this later in life. This is about, well, you'll learn two things later in life. Number one, always tell the chick you need to be ready 30 minutes
before you actually need to be ready.
Right. So let's just say, for example, hey, babe, we're going to, we got to go to Emily's party.
Okay. What time do we need to leave?
Well, we need to leave here. The party started. We need to leave here at 3. Now, see, we don't have to be to the party until 4, which means we really only need to leave here at 3:30. She never knows that.
No.
So I can just say we need to leave at 3. Okay?
I don't know how long it takes to get anywhere, obviously.
Yeah, anywhere.
So
that means that if I'm lucky, she'll be ready by 3:30 and we'll be on time.
So that way I can be 30 minutes late and I'm happy because you haven't yelled at me any to get
and
ready
don't
and hurry
have to
up
yell.
And let's leave.
You don't have to yell.
Yeah. Me?
No, I don't. Oh. Like, have to, come on, babe, let's
go.
Yeah,
you don't have to nag me and tell me to hurry up.
Which
so
ruins
I don't
everybody's
have that
night.
Stress. I'm not in a bad mood from that.
Right.
You're not in a bad mood from that. I'm ready, like, let's just say I'm ready 20 minutes late, but still really 10 minutes early,
right.
You know, in your
See?
Head. So
yep.
You're like, all right, dude,
right.
That's awesome, let's go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Perfect, win-win.
Yes. So, if you're real smart, you'll learn that early in life.
Yes.
And then you'll realize that you have to... Like, whatever, this is the thing about girly girls that drives me up a wall, my wife included, makes me insane. How long do you need to get ready? Well, it takes me about an hour if I, you know, and I'm like, all right, so an hour,
depends
right? Because
hour,
I've seen you get ready in 45 minutes, but okay, I'll go with an hour. Well, we have 45 minutes, so you're going to have to hustle it up. Okay, well, I don't know if I could take it. You can shut up and go get in the shower. You know what I mean? Like, it's like all
I
of a sudden.
I don't have time to get ready.
Yeah, like, you're just sitting there. Oh, my God. You know, and you can't say anything.
That's what it was. It was, I don't remember exactly what you're talking about. Because it was when we had just gotten to Atlanta. I gotten up that morning and taken a shower. And then we'd driven all day to Atlanta. And then we were getting ready. We'd gone out and done some stuff in Atlanta. And we were getting ready to go to see Joe Rogan.
Yes.
And I was debating about whether or not I should take another shower and, like, get a dress, put a dress on and, you know,
because she only had 45 minutes to get ready.
Or if I should just be like, well, I did have a shower this morning. I'll just, you know, like, curl my hair or something and just go.
No. I want to take a shower. So I said, okay, well, you have time. I've seen you get ready.
If they hugged me, I wanted to smell really nice.
Right. So I told her, okay, hurry up. You can take a shower. She said it takes her 45 minutes to get ready. I said, okay. So she gets a shower, everything. I go get a shower. I get ready. But in this meantime, she's lollygagging. She's trying on 4 different outfits. She's already talked way too much if we're in that big of a hurry and she needs to put her makeup on. But here's the kicker. You can't say nothing.
And I already had one meltdown about, I really don't think I have enough time to
get
ready now.
Yes. And here's the
thing.
Which
only took away from getting ready.
This is what I think masculine energies think about that is, shut the fuck up and fucking get ready. Like, do you have to, yeah, what do you think this looks like, babe? What about this? I think you need to get ready because we need to leave. You know, like, it's just, it drives you insane. But here's the thing.
Yeah.
You cannot... And this is the other important thing.
Yes.
Learn to tell them 30 minutes early that you need to leave. And then the other important thing is you cannot say nothing about that, though. I
can't say anything.
Yeah. So while I'm waiting on her to get ready and she's fucking trying on 4 outfits, she's like, what do you think, baby? And in my head, I'm like, bitch, I think you need to fucking hurry up and put an outfit on. And I don't care which one it is. They all fucking look good. Put an outfit on. Fucking put your makeup on. Get your hair. But you can't say that.
No.
You have to be like, I like that one, babe. I like that. Well, I don't know. That one, the bottom looks funny with the shoe. Like, you have to be honest. And then that, you know what I mean? But if you handle that wrong, you ain't going to make the show.
No.
You ain't going to make the show.
No. Well, those shoes. Oh, because you made the mistake of, those shoes look a little funny with that. Oh,
no,
well,
those pants.
Those pants look a little funny. Okay, well, now I got to change my pants.
And then I said the next pants look funny.
Yeah.
And then
I don't have any more pants, so now I got to wear a dress.
Oh.
But I didn't shave my legs, so now I got to go take a shower again and shave my legs this time because it's just a
lot.
And
then, this is the thing girly girls don't understand. when you have to be somewhere on time, we don't have time for your damn shenanigans of being late. This is when we're going to be leaving. We're going to be going. Like, you don't have, you know, but like, it's like there's no, this is what kills me. There's no sense of urgency. Ever.
There is. But you know what? Panicking about it and running around is not like that. Just like the pressure. Some of us crack under pressure, I think, is what it is. You know, like we're trying. Like if that's such an important occasion, like we're getting to see Joe Rogan. Like this is a huge deal, you know. And Duncan and Joey Diaz. Like I was so excited, and I wanted to look super hot, and I wanted to look cute. And then I was like, well, I don't know what to wear. And I brought 8 pairs of shoes for one night. One night, and I brought 8 pairs of shoes. What? Oh. And I tried every single pair on 2 or 3 times.
Yes. You know, like, and before we left. Through this all, I have to remain calm, even though inside I want to punch her in the face and throw some clothes on her and put her in the truck and let's go. You know? So I have to, because if you don't remain calm and just work through that, it's going to be a disaster.
Yeah.
She's going to end up crying. Her makeup, now her eyes are puffy. Now she can't go. Now we got it. We're going to have to go. We're just going to have to go in late because nobody can see her face because now she's hideous. And you know what I mean?
Never been that way.
Yeah. No, but I'm just talking about in general.
It can, like, totally it can be that. That. Yes.
Like, I've been with girls. It's been like that.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, so, totally. Like, you just, like, you can't, don't give me wind. You know? Like,
yeah. We're at the pool. What are you talking about?
Yes, like, exactly.
We're at the beach. Right. Don't get you wet.
What was it that Josh said, like, to Bonnie?
Don't splash grandma.
Don't splash grandma.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you really have to handle it with a very, very, very...
kid gloves.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And if you don't, it can really be wrong. Like, it can go terrible. So the best thing for you to do, Butch ladies, is to just bite your tongue.
Or men.
Or guys,
no,
yeah.
Listening.
Just bite your tongue, walk her through it, help her pick out one of the 17,000 freaking outfits she bought, and just get there.
And just understand that she's just doing it because she wants to look perfect for you. Like, she wants to look great for you.
Yeah, so don't say anything
to
make her cry.
Don't make her cry. It's really not to ruin your night. I promise it's not.
And you don't want her to cry because that's the worst.
Yeah.
Because then you're not, it's not.
She messed up her makeup.
It's done, yeah.
Oh.
And your eyes are puffy and that, then you're going to talk about that, and your nose is stuffy. And, you know, even though if you make up and it's all good, there's still that looming. You just, it's not the same.
Mm-mm.
So. If your chick's getting ready, you got somewhere to be, do whatever you can.
It depends on how high. If she's medium maintenance, 30 minutes. 30 minutes before you need to leave. If she's high maintenance, an hour before you need to leave.
See, you're medium maintenance, but here's the problem. Yeah, it takes you 30 minutes to get ready, but it takes you another 30 minutes to shut up and quit talking and quit dancing.
No, I'm saying, like, 30 minutes before you need to leave.
Oh, yeah, yes, for sure. Yeah, 30 minutes before. And especially if they're a late one, which I haven't met a girly girl yet that was on time.
True.
Just saying.
Yeah.
From my experience. So I always be like, 30 minutes early. You don't have to worry about it. You know, but some situations like Joe Rogan, you knew it was 8. I couldn't fake you on that.
Yeah.
If you knew that we were only 2 blocks from
the
event.
But the whole time change got me. Like, I didn't realize.
Yeah.
You know, I realized, like, I was like, oh, it's 5. We're fine. And I was like, shit, that's it's 6. Really 6. You know,
yeah,
like.
You lost that hour quick.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
So that's what got me.
But long story short, she got a shower. She got ready.
We
she got
made
cute,
it.
And we made it on time. There was no problem. Only because I stayed cool under pressure.
You totally did.
So that's how bad I wanted to see
After
Joe Rogan.
After 10 years.
Yeah.
We finally figured
it out.
That one pretty well.
So, on that note, talking about girls getting ready and what the haves and nots, and you were asking, was the same boob, talking about getting ready, you know, one boob, I guess like dudes and their nuts, one boob is always bigger than the other boob, and generally it's the...
Well, I didn't know that for a long time, and then I would try to, like, not really pay that closely attention, because I did not know if I had one boob that was bigger than the other.
You didn't know?
No, I didn't want to know if I did, so I wouldn't really focus that much on it, you know? But, so, you know, because I was like, screw it.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. So, because I thought that would make me weird or something, you know? But then I realized, like, a lot of people apparently have different size. But I think mine are relatively the same size.
Yeah, I think so.
But I was looking today in the mirror, so I was brushing my teeth, and I was looking, you know, and I was like, I'm pretty sure they are. But then, maybe, I was like, okay, maybe the right one is a little bigger. Just, I don't know. Okay, no, the left one is bigger. No. I don't know. But then I was thinking, okay, let's just say one is bigger than the other, and you lose a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And then you gain a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Does the same one always get bigger again?
Yeah, because I think
Or can, like, the other one get bigger again?
No, I think it's, like, based on the muscle that's back there. Because you're generally right-handed, you do so many right-handed things. The pec muscle so on your right-handed side. So if I left-handed? Yeah.
If I switched?
Perhaps. Yeah, it might even it out.
I'm just going to switch.
So it's not usually that your fatty titty or whatever you call it. What is that? Fat? What is your, you know, around the muscle?
Yeah, fat.
The fat. Or the mammary glands or whatever's all in there. Yeah. You know, that doesn't change. I think it's your muscle that changes.
Okay.
So, you know,
yeah.
If you build up some pec muscles, do some bench presses, you'll get them boobies up.
Are yours the same size?
I don't know. I think you told me your right one's definitely bigger. She's showing me right now.
No.
Yeah, your right one is definitely bigger than your left one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but
like, oddly?
A little bit. No, let me look.
No. like I'm deformed.
No, but you have pretty boobs.
All right.
No. Anyway. She was trying to distract me. not too noticeable.
Okay.
But I think I asked you one time and you were like, yeah. Yeah, that one's way bigger.
Oh,
yeah.
Are, yeah.
I thought you said that.
They are.
Like deformed bigger?
No.
Okay. I got one. No. So anyway, that's what I think the deal with the boob is.
Okay, so the same one's always going to get
Did we big. Talk about the aerobics?
Yeah. No. Did we?
Was that the first take?
I don't think so. We were talking about
aerobics
the other day.
Yeah, and
did
you asked,
take aerobics in school?
And you said in middle school.
I said in school, and you immediately thought I meant
College.
And I immediately meant, obviously, middle school.
But if you think about our age difference,
that's it was about the same time.
Yes.
You know, so there must have been a huge aerobics boom at the time.
At that time.
But I remember being in middle school, and we had this portable, like we had a gym, you know, and everything, but we had a portable outside that... It was new. Like, it was, I think, my middle school, 6th, 7th, and 8th. So, my 7th grade year, we got this portable outside, and there was some treadmills and bicycles, and...
Was it near the gym?
Yeah, it was right outside of the gym. And then there was also a little TV, like, you know, the projector TV thing, you know? And we would, some days in PE, we would watch Richard Simmons' aerobic videos.
You didn't tell me it was Richard Simmons.
I know.
Simmons.
I saved that gem for you. Richard Simmons workout videos in middle school. So, but I loved it.
I didn't know,
like,
about gay people then.
No, but we had these little heart monitors. Like, it was when all that stuff was big. You know, we would do all that. And, you know, sometimes we would go out and play kickball. And, you know, like, we did a lot of cool different things in PE. And my favorite was one year in the winter time, we did, like, the Winter Olympics kind of in the gym. And they made, like, all these cardboard box tunnels and, all, you know, those little, what are those things that you would sit on that had four wheels, the little square things,
well,
and you would,
yeah.
I don't know,
luge or whatever. Yeah.
Well, they would make these mazes and all these different games and, like, this thing that was kind of like hockey that we'd have to do, all these really cool obstacles and stuff, you know, like, they were really into the, you know, physical education courses there. But it was fun. You never did anything like that in middle school? What did you do in middle school, PE? Kicked a rock? Played a little b-ball?
Played on the swings?
Played on the playground? That's recess.
Wait, middle school.
Fifth, sixth,
seventh.
Oh, yeah,
sixth,
seventh, eighth.
Like, we didn't have recess. We had PE.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, we just did,
you
like...
You should play on the playground.
Yeah, we played, like, kickball or...
I was kissing boys.
Basketball or...
Yeah, kickball.
Yeah.
Did you play kickball a lot?
Yeah.
That was fun. We should
Softball.
Play kickball. That's something that you can
we
do.
We should get all of our friends
that's
together
what I'm
and get
saying.
Us
a kickball game.
Kickball tournament.
Yeah.
There's like teams in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a kickball game.
Interesting.
Yeah, you get to throw the kickball
that
at people.
That would be fun. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I'm too fat to run. I better get in shape.
You can get a pinch runner.
Pinch runner, good job.
Yeah, you nailed it.
What about that,
yeah.
son?
How's that for your sports trivia there?
So, also this week, something in town was that.
Oh, yeah.
We were today. We went driving around for a little while, but I had told her that the other day I was driving around and I saw that the circus was in town. Well, you said the circus was in town. I said, yeah, I saw because I was driving near where one of my customers was is really close to the Civic Center. And apparently, I didn't know this, but the circus travels via train.
That's awesome.
So I saw that in our town, the train has... You know, it says on the side, Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus or whatever. And some of them are clearly, like, boxcars that you sleep in or whatever.
Yeah. And it's so cool because you can see, like, the windows are decorated and they have pictures. And
some of them have, like, toothpaste and stuff sitting in the window, yeah, like it's their bathroom.
Yeah, like they're just on, like, an extended Road Rules vacation or something.
We should have tried to get somebody on the podcast today.
That would have been cool. Like, I think a carny. They were busy doing shows, though.
That's not a carny. That's not a...
Just no.
That's a circus-y.
Yeah. A circus. Yes. Yes, totally.
What do you call the circus people?
I don't know. Circus people?
Clowns?
But, you know, it's like immediately I pictured everybody in the circus cars wearing their costumes. Like, you know, like they don't really hang out and travel in their costumes all the time.
And then that's what I said. Like, what about, like, how do they, if they travel via train, do they get to towns? Because do trains, I don't think they, do they have.
Do trains go necessarily right next to the arena that they're performing in?
And yeah, if they, I'm sure don't, they don't,
how do they transport all of this stuff and all these animals?
Elephants and.
There. Like, do they walk them down the street? Or are they like, let's close the roads downtown so we can transport the animals?
I think so.
I don't understand.
I think they. But why, what if they were this, far away?
Why don't they do a parade for this? You know?
Like, I think they do.
The zoo is here, parade.
I don't know.
The circus.
Or do the. Or.
Get it out.
Or can you take the, like, for example, the box car that the elephant's on or whatever, can you take that box car off and pull it on
like
the street?
An 18-wheeler,
yeah, and then pull it down, because I think that's how they do them.
Yeah,
but anyway,
how long
it's still
would that take,
yeah, a while for number one and for number two.
Well, yeah,
this
because
was,
you've seen 18-wheelers that have train cars on the
yeah,
back.
Yeah,
obviously
that's what I'm
that's
saying.
What they would do.
Yeah. So, but then also my question was, do these people then like stop in a city and get a hotel? You know what I mean? And take showers.
I think they
and
sleep there.
But where do they shower? Do those box cars have showers?
Cars or,
I mean, after a while, doesn't that get to be shitty showers?
You probably, yeah. It's part of being on the road, you know?
It's part of being a con, eh?
Perk to the job. Perk to the job.
It's part of being in the circus, man.
Yeah.
No?
I don't know. I would love to go to the circus. It's been so long since
Let's go tonight. Let's go right now.
No.
Well, you just said it's over after tonight.
I know, but like, I don't want to go right now.
Come on, let's do it. Let's go interview
a
carny.
Let's go right now. No.
A circus-y.
Let's go.
I'm just kidding. So, if anybody knows anything about how the circus works, I probably could look online, but I like to hear people's interesting takes and what they think and know of it, or if they've had any experiences with the circus people. I wonder if. Are circus people like carnival people or they know? Is that very offensive?
I don't know.
Is that like calling a little person a midget now? I'm all wrong. I did that wrong.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not familiar at all. Like, I haven't been to the circus. I haven't seen the people that, you know, I don't know. I haven't been. I don't know.
Interesting. If anybody, I want to see the inside of one of the cars. Do you
train
think,
cars?
Yeah, do you think that would be like, people that are gross and don't keep clean?
Yeah.
Or,
have you had roommates like that?
Oh,
or
yes. Many.
Like that?
Oh,
yeah,
that's
There's
true.
There's all kinds, you know.
Oh. Well, if anybody wants to email the Sundance chick about the carnival and let her know if you have any, you know, experiences with the carnival people.
Inside
and,
knowledge of how
that works. What, I mean,
what that lifestyle is like. I mean, I'm sure you tour. It's probably like, you know, like people that drive around and, you know, do gigs or, you know, artists that, you know, musicians.
Yeah,
and,
I guess it's not
You know,
much.
They just travel around. They just have a, you know, a tour bus instead of, you know, a train with millions of animals on
it. I guess that's true. I guess you don't think about it like that. Because,
I mean, it's just a different lifestyle.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like you said, some people like that. Some people like the, you know, not knowing. And
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, this leads to our sports segment this week. And from now on, and here it's forth on Forth for Free.
A fortnight.
This will be the intro to our sports thing. So if you hear this and you're not interested in the sports that we talk about,
you can
fast forward. The beauty of the internet. All right, so the big news in sports, of course, is the NFL draft. I mean, anybody is talking about the draft.
No,
of course,
not
this
anyone.
Is what. Well, if you're a football fan at all, then what we're talking about is the draft.
Yes.
And many of you know, being many of you sports fans know that this year Peyton Manning didn't play. He was on the injured reserve. He had neck surgery. He was messed up pretty bad.
Neck surgery?
Yeah, that was why he had a pinched nerve or, I don't know, something wrong with his neck. Anyway, long story short, he didn't play this year. And I might I add that not only did he not play, that the Colts did shitty without him. Yeah. So, you know, and let's not forget that Peyton Manning took the Colts from nothing. Do you remember how shitty the Colts were? You probably don't. Well, anyway, when Peyton Manning started playing with the Colts, they were pretty shitty. And then they turned it around with behind him. And, of course, they had to go get, you know, they went and got a few other good recruits and started building a team around him, won a Super Bowl. He won many, many, many MVPs. Year, you know, many years of the MVP, whatever. And then one bad year where he can't play and the Colts are already, well, sayonara.
Boot him out.
No, they did.
What?
Yeah. So Peyton Manning.
Surgery?
Yeah. Well. But here's the even worse thing, all that, in case you don't know. You don't know this. So then, remember the success that was surrounding the Colts this year? I mean, the Broncos this year with Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
Remember all that? How great. Oh, yay, Tim Tebow. He's bringing us around.
Yeah.
Well, funny thing about that was when the Colts let go of Peyton Manning, guess who got him? The Broncos, which meant guess who didn't have a job? Tim Tebow.
What?
Yeah. So he's playing for the Jets now.
Tebow is?
Yeah. Yeah, so there's your toss-up for that. But anyway, my point to that whole long about was getting to the number one pick of the NFL draft was by the Indianapolis Colts. And it was by, of course, they were going to pick a quarterback. I mean, there was no ifs, ands, or buts about it because they let go of their quarterback.
Yeah.
They didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
But the question was,
get the first draft pick?
Yeah, they got the first draft pick because that's how bad they sucked. They got the first draft pick, and by design, I don't know if that's why they sucked that bad. But nonetheless, nobody
Can they
really
do that?
Knew.
Can a team suck so bad because they know that they need the number one draft pick the next year? Like, if they knew that they were going to get rid of him, would they throw games? Do they do things like that in sports?
You don't want to, yeah, you don't want to say that that's true. I mean, I wouldn't want to say that that was true or that, you know, it could be, but it's a possibility. I can't,
yeah.
It can't be ruled out.
I mean,
people,
have people done that
oh,
in the past?
Oh, people have speculated that that's been done in the past, yes.
Wow.
So, but anyway, nonetheless, the Colts get the number one pick, and nobody knew if it was going to be Andrew Luck, who was the quarterback for Stanford and a fucking stud. The dude's good, you know, or if it was going to be RG the third, Robert Griffin the third from Baylor, who's also a stud. But he was a swap, a trade, and that's how you get. Anyway, we're not going to go over how this team got this draft pick position. We're just going to cover the first 10 picks of the draft and what they do and what they'll probably bring. So, of course, the number one pick of the draft for the Colts was Andrew Luck. And I think it's a good pick. It's a solid pick. Is he going to beat Peyton Manning this year? Probably not. But does he have the potential? I think he does. So maybe a good choice, but I've thought people were going to be good in the NFL before, and they flopped. Lori's sleeping right now because we said, as we said, but we are going to have another segment that she's going to jump up into in a little bit. So so the second player picked in the draft was Robert Griffin III, the next guy they, you know, and he's going to the Redskins. Trent Richardson from Alabama, a local boy, not a local boy from our town, but from our state. He's going to the Cleveland Browns, and he was a trade from another whatever, and he's a stud running back. He'll be good, you know. And what do you say? You can't. He's tough kid. And then the number four pick was Matt Khalil. He was a offensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings. Justin Blackmon was the fifth pick overall, a wide receiver. He's going to Jacksonville. He's from Oklahoma State. Morris Claiborne from LSU is going to play cornerback at Dallas. Mark Barron from Alabama, a safety, is going to play with the Buccaneers. Ryan Tannehill from Texas A&M is going to Miami. What?
You could be one of those announcers that does the things on TV shows.
I know, I could be. Draft. Yeah, yeah. Luke Cutchley, I guess is how you say his name. I'm not real familiar with that dude, but he's from Boston College, inside linebacker. He's going to Carolina Panthers to play with our boy Cam Newton. What? And then Stephen Gilmore from South Carolina is going to play with Buffalo. That was your top 10. If you want to find the rundown, you can find that anywhere. 2012 NFL Draft.
When was that, today?
It was the past few days. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. So it goes over about 3 or 4 days, I think. Mm-hmm. It goes all the way into round 7. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's That's the big news for the week. And then I was going to do one of my favorite sports. I figured if we're going to talk sports, my favorite sports are obviously football. I love football and UFC. Mm-hmm. I'm a big MMA fan.
I'm a big MMA fan.
So if you've been keeping up with The Ultimate Fighter, or if you haven't, or if you don't know what this is, or you don't even know what MMA is, and you just think it's a bunch of dudes getting on top of each other that are gay rolling around, that's not what it is. It's kind of like a chess match on the ground. If they're in their jiu-jitsu area or they're on the ground, it's wrestlers, it's jiu-jitsu, it's a mix of judo, it's a mix of, what is that, taekwondo, it's mixed martial arts. And they just go out there and either you come out and try to have a all-around solid game. You know, you want to be a mixed martial artist. Ultimately,
3 5-minute rounds.
Yeah, 3 5-minute rounds of
out, yeah, spit them or...
right. Anything goes. You can't knee or hit a downed opponent. You know, just if you want to look it up, just check out The Ultimate Fighter.
Exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. And now what they've done is now they go to a live fight every Friday night. They used to do it all taped. Now the show is just taped, but the fights are all live. And we're just gonna pick up from. The fight that was this past Friday was Chris Saunders, Sam Cecilia. If you're not watching it, you can go to The Ultimate Fighter, you know, on the internet and catch up on it. But if you don't know who these guys are and you don't care about this, you can fast forward. But Sam Cecilia is a tough guy. Thought he was going to go out and pound and beat up Chris Saunders. Chris Saunders seemed a little bit wet behind the ears. He also seemed a little bit gay to me. I mean, legitimately. He had a little that gay lisp.
That gay lisp. Wow.
You know what I mean. But anyway, yeah. And he came in with a solid game plan. He didn't, since you know about mixed martial arts, he wasn't, and but you don't watch this that often with me. He came in,
Chris. I don't like the Ultimate Fighter series as much as I like just watching
to watch it, the pay-per-view. Fights. Yeah. But this kid, Chris Saunders, I don't know if he was better than Sam Cecilia, but what he did do is he came in with a better game plan. Mm-hmm. He knew that this dude, Chris knew that Sam was going to come in just throwing haymakers, trying to get him. And their plan was for him to lock up his arms, you know, get him on the fence, try to keep him tied up so he can't. And that's what he did throughout mm-hmm. the fight. He won the fight on a split decision. And that's the Ultimate Fighter's team, Uriah Faber and Dominic Cruz. And I don't really like Dominic Cruz. He seems like arrogant and like an asshole. But whatever, it's my opinion. Anyway, if you're not watching it, it's good stuff. These guys really do train hard. They really do spend... It's a taxing...
They have to put so much into their training. It's, you know... Like
and nutrition.
What they eat,
and,
you know, like... What they had to weigh and all that.
And
you know?
And there's chicks that do it too. We talked about Misha Tate and Ronda Rousey.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, there are a lot of other great women MMA fighters out there too. So it's huge. It's fun to watch. If you do become, you know, if you do start watching it, become a fan, it takes you a little while to figure out what all's going on. But after you figure out what they're doing and what they're trying to accomplish with a move or whatever, you start getting excited when you actually understand mm-hmm. the art
what's
of it.
Going on.
Right.
Yeah, it is
and
an
it,
art.
It really is an art. So we'll be talking about that on we'll be talking about the previous week. And then that'll lead us into what our other segment will be about reality TV, since like we said, we do love to talk about, I mean, we do love our reality TV.
Yeah.
So That's our next segment. And
that gets you excited.
Gets you very excited. That's going to be our reality. Coming? That's the Big Brother theme or portion of it. That's going to be our reality lead in. And that starts this year, July the 18th, will be Big Brother 14.
I'm so excited. Ooh. I heard that there was casting for that in May.
Yeah.
I think we've already talked about I would not do well in that house. But
no.
That's one of my favorites. That's one of your favorite reality
shows. Yeah, it is my favorite reality show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I don't really know if I could be locked in a house. It's a with nothing.
Yeah, except your social game. Yeah, I'd be excellent at that game. Yeah, sign me up for that.
I would be great at this, but I don't know that I wouldn't go crazy.
Yeah,
like I might be one of those people that has to push that button to let me out. Let me out! I'm going crazy.
I do like all the what is that? The competitions that they do.
Oh yeah,
Those look awesome.
I think that's what would keep you hanging on, you know. But then sometimes they're locked in the house because they're doing stuff outside. Sometimes they're locked outside.
Yeah,
not
you can't
nearly
get any fresh air. You're stuck inside. Yeah. You might get a little claustrophobic.
Oh yeah, I don't know. So yeah. Anyway, but that will be starting July the 18th, and coming to our beautiful city of Huntsville, two of my favorite Atlanta Housewives, might be my favorite Atlanta Housewives, actually, is Candy Burris and Phaedra Parks, and they're going to be here to promote Candy's sex toy line.
Yes, I'm totally
going to
get some of that.
What's it called? Bedroom Candy. Bedroom Candy.com, I think, is the website
to find it.
Yeah, she has some cool sex toys.
If you haven't seen it, it's like a vibrator that you can hook up to somehow, like your iPod.
So
that it vibrates according to music.
Yeah.
Like you can set it up to vibrate according to certain music.
And then there's one that's waterproof.
Yes. Yeah. It looks like lipstick, but it's like, you know, just a little vibrator and it's waterproof. Yeah. Amazing. I'm totally going to get some of that stuff.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And I may see if I can get an interview with them. I'm just going to keep trying until somebody gives me interviews. And not that anybody said no. Everybody said yeah, but you know, it's just a damn process, really.
Yeah.
So, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, we're definitely going to start trying to have more people on the
podcast. Even if it's not like famous people, just people we know, we're going to schedule people to come over and do the podcast with us because I think it's fun to and interesting to get to know the people that we surround ourselves with.
We know so many amazing, interesting people that we would like to share them with you.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, having said that, we're talking about reality stuff along with the Atlanta, since we're talking about the Atlanta Housewives and, you know, Sheree. How do you say her name?
She says her name Sheree. I don't know how you pronounce her name.
Sheree. How do you say it?
Chateau Sheree.
Okay. All right. Sheree of Chateau Sheree has been rumored to quit the Housewives of Atlanta. That's what I'm saying. It says, as a matter of fact, that she was fired and she was demanding more money and that it didn't go over well with the show's executives and they were tired of dealing with her diva attitude demands. So compared to the other women, they said she was dull and see you later, bitch. We ain't giving you no more money. Not only are we not giving you any more money.
How about we not give you any more money? How about we just don't give you any
out the dough, sucker?
Wow.
Yeah. So, she says she quit and that the reason was the direction of the show wasn't going to fit her lifestyle anymore. And that she was tired of the fighting and the cattiness. But she was the one that did most of the fighting.
She was the one that started half of the drama. That girl loves to throw some people under the bus. I'm telling you what.
Yeah, and she tells them that she hopes the women, all she wants for them is for them to be healthy and to treat themselves with respect. What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me know how the house is coming.
But guess who's probably going to fill her shoes?
Who?
Marlo. Bah, 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 bah. Yeah, so if you don't know about the Housewives, you know, whatever, we do, and that's what we're going with. And then my favorite Housewives finally started back up, and that's the New Jersey Housewives. Now, I don't know if it's because I have family from Jersey, and I feel somewhat of a tie to the and they're so over the top outrageous that I can't even believe some of the stuff they say. What's wrong? What's he doing? Oh, he's trying to get in this room. We have shut, since every time we're doing a podcast, our laundry thing goes off, the little doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
That's right.
Yeah, so we shut the door, but that room also doubles as the dog's room.
The dog's there, yeah, during that's the day where they, yeah.
And their water and everything's in there. Well, one of our dogs, Ooks, he just tried to get up to go in there and get some water, and the door's closed, and
is never closed, and he was
he's like
dumbfounded. Yeah, he's like, what
is there? Who put this door here? Like, yeah, he didn't even know there was a door there.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, so Chateau Charest will not be with the Real Housewives. Oh, we were talking about New Jersey.
So. Yeah, New Jersey.
So the New Jersey Housewives started, and I still can't get over what an asshole this Joe Judice is to Teresa. Like, he's a dickhead. He's been to jail. She's been by his side. He, like, why does she put up with it? She's always like, and he's like, yeah, whatever. You know, he's just a dick. Like, mm-hmm. I wish that her brother would go over there and just kick him in the nuts so hard that he can never have any more kids because he doesn't need any because he treats them like shit, too. And then kick him in the face one good time so he ain't got any teeth. You know? Just, like, what humiliate. He's an asshole.
He treats her horribly.
Horribly. And she's delusional.
Yeah.
She's delusional.
She just sits there and takes it like a champ, you know? Yep. Just grins and bears it and just turns the other cheek. I don't understand how you could want to be with someone who treats you like that.
I don't either. But whatever, you stupid whore. Like, you know, it's like Rihanna and Chris Brown. If Rihanna is really back with Chris Brown, then she deserves to get smacked in the face. I'm sorry, I'm not for women, like men beating on their women, but she already knows he's going to beat on her. Obviously wants it. So, you know what? Now if you get beat up, and I have a feeling a lot of people feel this way, you stupid whore, and let me just say, she's a crazy bitch. She's a crazy bitch from Barbados, and I follow her on Twitter, and she is not the innocent girl that you think she is, you know? She didn't sing that song S&M for no reason.
That's why I like her.
She's a freaky dicky. Right. Let me just tell you. If you don't know, you just go watch her on Twitter.
I heard the acoustic version of S&M. You want to talk about a sexy song. Have you heard that?
No, but she's sexy anyway. If she wasn't so such a whore and freaky, I know you like that. But I don't. She scares the shit out of me. She seems like a crazy, you know, like I ain't saying that a girl ever deserves to get hit, but I guarantee you one thing. She sure is agging it on to try to get it under his skin. I guarantee that. I've seen her Twitter post. Trust me. She's a cuckoo bitch. But anyway, but the point was, I don't know why people stay. If you stay and they treat you like shit, whatever, whatever. But also, we'll talk about a few more. We got like three more. If you, bless you.
Sorry.
My God, could you not contain that?
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, so we're going to talk about Survivor real quick. And then The Amazing Race real quick. And then Lori is going to start doing a recap of and talk about a little bit of Dancing with the Stars. And when that's over, she'll talk about So You Think You Can Dance.
Ooh.
So that's going to be our reality segment. If you don't like it, it's always going to be at the end. You can just say, I'm done listening now. But you might miss something good. You might miss something good at the end. You might miss a little tidbit, a little music. Listen. You know, whatever. So, Survivor. If you haven't been watching Survivor, it's actually been pretty kick-ass. I'll just give you the Cliff Notes version. Well, it started out where it was two teams. Usually they do this. They divide them into two teams. But normally it's not boys versus girls, where this year it was boys versus girl. And so what happened was then after a few...
Hold on. I have a question. Did they make the challenges, like, equal? Obviously?
Yeah, pretty equal, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it could have been, like, the girls were winning it sometime, and then they just lose it. So, it was definitely balanced.
Yeah.
So, it wasn't swayed any one way. And then, after a couple of episodes, they switched it and changed everybody up, and they drew these little egg things, mm-hmm. and they splashed them on themselves, and whatever color they were, now they were part of that team. Well, it just conveniently ended up being all the strong players against all the weaker players. Conveniently.
Yeah.
Way to go, ABC, NBC, whoever you are, whatever you does. Whoa, how convenient.
Yeah.
And anyway, nonetheless, then what happens is after a few more episodes, they all merge again.
Yeah.
And what happened was during that merge, there was six girls and five guys. Well,
the first original alliance got back together.
The girls got back together and ended up, and now have picked off all but one guy. And that one guy is the weakest guy. He's going to go home next. But so the Chicks Alliance stuck together, believe it or not, with all their cattiness and everything. Yeah. And nobody actually got swayed, even though they were trying. They were coming at them hardcore to get them to, you know, to change and tell them you're at the bottom of this alliance, blah, blah, you know, the whole spiel. And they haven't. They've stuck together. So way to go, Chicks. The Girls Alliance is still standing strong. So they got one more dude. So is
this going to be the first ever, like, all-girls survivor from this point?
Yeah, after they get rid of this dude, I think so.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's pretty cool.
So that's cool. The Amazing Race has a couple of Big Brotherites. Brenchel. Yeah, Brenchel. Brendan and Rachel. If you don't remember who they are, you don't watch Big Brother, you won't know. But, oh, my God. Rachel Riley has got to be the whiningest, cryingest, high maintenance-ness-ness-ness girl I've ever seen. But it leads to good entertainment. Why?
Yeah.
And good TV, because she has a meltdown just about every show. But they're still in it with only maybe five teams left, maybe four teams. I'm not real sure. So they're still in it, and that's my recap for Amazing Race. These aren't going to be in-depth.
No.
It might be something we talk about that happens this week. So now to the Sundance Chick with her Dancing with the Stars updates.
Okay, so first I want to talk about the whole drama with Jaleel, you know?
Urkel.
Which I didn't know a ton about until recently, but I'd heard some, accusations about... Because you were asking me... You were asking me who I liked on the show.
Yeah.
And who I didn't like, and I kept saying that I didn't really like him.
And I said, I thought he was a good dancer, didn't you? Because although I don't watch the show, I do sit... my computer's here, so I'll sit down here and tinker around on the computer and do something, you know, or whatever. So it's in the background, so I kind of pay attention, but I'm not really into it at all.
Yeah.
But I thought that you kept saying he was good.
Yeah, and I used to, I was like, ooh, from, you know, Family Matters when he was Urkel. Oh, and now he's Stefan or whatever. Yeah, his alter ego. One. Yeah, all the time. That's awesome. And then I heard some accusations from the girl I work with. I heard that he was accused of beating or abusing verbally and physically abusing his his ex-girlfriend, the mother of his child.
Right.
A couple years ago.
Baby mama
and
drama.
And so then I automatically was kind of like, you know, like, any dude that can beat a girl or even be that shitty to a girl, you know. But then, like, a lot of times that happens to girls, you know, like, somebody will get famous, because apparently this happened 2 years ago, and he's saying, why is it being brought up now? Yeah. Now that I'm in the light again, you know, why are you trying to resolve this now instead of when it actually happened, you know? But,
well, there's always going to be some chick that's trying to...
Yeah, and like, now he's worth something more. Now is when I'm going to try to go for it, you know, like, to get what he's worth
more. But, having said that, then he had a run-in with somebody on the show, right?
Yes! I didn't even know about that. Like, there's all kinds of stuff. I need to start... You just told me about this website, and I need to start checking it regularly because it has all kinds of trash and dirt and gossip about what's going on behind the set of the show, which I really like to know about, but I just wait for them to tell me on the show, but they don't.
No, they censor it. You're only going to get this good stuff on the internet.
Well, apparently, during a rehearsal, Jaleel White, stepped on Kim Johnson's, his partner's, foot. And she said, ouch, and then he went crazy shouting at her, calling her an idiot and a baby and all this. And there was another contestant and one of the other instructors, professionals, Mark Ballas, who apparently intervened, and it came to blows.
What does that mean, it came to blows? Does that mean they punched each other?
It seems like, from what I can tell, that Mark punched him, but I don't know.
Huh.
I don't know. So, but I mean, I think it was just probably because he was getting loud with a woman. He was getting loud with a woman who was another professional on the show.
He was calling her names, right?
Yeah, which is,
supposedly,
well, an idiot.
Allegedly.
A quote, idiot. And
allegedly.
A quote,
you have to say allegedly.
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 So, who knows? But still, like, I never knew that all this stuff was going on. And then apparently he said that he wanted to, or allegedly... He said that he wanted to his own rehearsal space away from the studio.
Urkel.
Yeah. Jaleel White said that. So reported.
So you never know what's going on behind the scenes,
I'm
Dancing with the Stars.
Keeping track. But One thing that you wanted to talk about was your fan, Martina Navratilova.
Well, let me just say, she's been gone for a while. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I wanted to see, I was like, Martina Navratilova, she's kind of butch. How is she, what is this going to be like?
Is she going to dance with a dude? Yeah. And is she going to dance as a female?
And then they dressed her up in a dress dancing with a dude, and it was all awkward. She just looked uncomfortable. And, like, these people need to know, if you're going to ask a butch entity, let them be... Like, or pair them with, like, maybe they could have paired her with, who's the gay guy that they used to have?
Oh.
He would have been good.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Like, pair her with something like that, or, you know what I mean, where to be a little less uncomfortable. But she just seemed like, because she's so masculine, even in the dress and everything, it was just weird to see her. It was, and then they had her uber, like, femmed up.
Yeah, trying to be girly.
It was not
a girly girl like that.
No.
Well, there are some
hotties.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this too. I love people with an accent.
Right.
And Katherine Jenkins.
She's the chick that's the, like, opera singer?
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's got an accent, and she is smoking hot. She's actually very, very good. She's it kind of looks like a professional out there when you watch her dance. Like, she's really good.
She's pretty, but I think that Maria,
who do you think is the
Menounos that dances with Derek is hot, but here's my problem with her. Mm-hmm. When she's not very ladylike, so it makes her unattractive to me.
The turkey leg thing again.
Yeah, the turkey leg thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Well, but so who went home? So you're just gonna kind of
okay.
Recap.
So this past week, Gladys Knight went home, and they've started a new thing, which I think is kind of cool. Like, instead of just letting everybody get voted off the show, they do the bottom two couples,
like,
and then they
off.
Have a dance duel, where both couples do just like a lead follow. It could be a choreographed routine, but to the same music, but different routine.
Yeah, different choreography.
They dance the same dance next to each other, and then the judges pick which one of them goes home.
Right.
Which I think is good, because it was kind of like last year. I feel like it was kind of
a popularity contest. And it still is kind of, but...
Yeah, but to an extent. Like, I think it needs to be a better mixture of dancing and popularity.
Because that way you keep around the good dancers, and it makes for much better TV.
Because Gavin DeGraw, bless his heart, he put so much effort into it, but he's just not a natural dancer, you know? But... Yeah, so Gladys Knight went, which was kind of sad to see, because she was really...
She's a legend. She's a freaking legend.
It was awesome to see her on
the
show.
It was good to see her, you know, like, she's an older lady, and to see her still be able to get down and, like, be happy, and, you know, it makes you happy to see people like that. Even, there's been some even older ones on there than Gladys Knight.
Yeah,
and they
get down.
But whatever. Anyway, so Gladys went home. Next week we'll have an update, maybe some dirt on somebody else.
What else is going on? Maybe somebody else will come to be come to blows.
These are new, so as different things, we won't talk about the Atlanta Housewives much more because their season's over as of now.
Yeah.
The only thing was that Phaedra and what's her name?
Candy.
We're going to be in town.
And we're going to try to get them.
So I'm going to at least tweet them and see if they'll do the podcast via Skype or something. Who knows? So having said that, I think that we're going to wrap this up. And we're going to start getting ready for next week's podcast.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
When we end the one, we just start another one.
Start over. Start getting ready for the next
one. That's right. So if you would like to get in touch with us, or if you would like to leave... email for the Sundance Chick, which she loves, and by the way, replies too.
Yes,
she will reply, and so will I if you want to send me one. But she enjoys them, you know. It makes her day. She gives her something to do at work. Not that I don't, but you know, either one of us is fine.
I have a desk job, and my email comes straight to my phone, so I can
get it right there.
Yeah, I can check it pretty often.
So, if you want to locate anything that the Butch Guru and the Sundance Chick are involved in or do, then just give us a call at 828-35-BUTCH, or go to the website www.thebutchguru.co.
And also call in and leave messages saying you're listening to the Butch Guru podcast featuring the Sunny Chick.
In any way that you want. You can change it up, anything rearrange it. Anything
you
want,
just a message that, you know, may make it to the podcast. We've been looking for different, new, exciting things to do for our intro sometimes.
So as you've noticed, we have our niece and nephew sometimes. We've changed the music up sometimes. So we're still trying out new stuff, but we're still doing it every week.
Yeah.
Once a week.
So get excited.
What? Yeah. Now I got to go get this on the internet. We got to start unwinding. It's Sunday night. We got dogs growling, wanting into the room to go pee. We got to get this stuff going. So thanks for listening. We appreciate y'all listening. And we'll keep them coming. Thanks. Bye. No bye?
Bye.
Blow them a kiss.